From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in over 80 years has knocked out power across the entire island of 3.4 million people. Hurricane Maria, with maximum sustained winds of about 185 kilometers per hour, destroyed hundreds of homes and caused heavy flooding after making landfall Wednesday as a Category 4 storm. It was later downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane. It's now heading toward the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas. Before arriving in the U.S. territories, the hurricane went directly over the island of Dominica. The Prime Minister wrote on Facebook that initial reports indicate widespread devastation. He said the focus is on finding injured or trapped people in the rubble. Rescue workers searched Wednesday in Mexico City and nearby states in hopes of finding survivors of a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that killed at least 225 people and collapsed dozens of buildings. The country's interior minister said Mexican armed forces and police will continue working until they exhaust all possibilities of finding more people alive. Civilians joined search and rescue teams shortly after the earthquake struck on Tuesday. They used heavy machinery and their bare hands to remove piles of rubble. President Enrique Peña Nieto said of the people still trapped that every minute counts to save lives. He said rescuing those individuals is the country's top priority right now. This is VOA News. President Trump.